You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. Brian, let me just ask you about, in looking at the rotation, what chance do you give Mark Appel, number one pick from 2 years ago, of pitching his way onto the staff?
Well, out of the gate, I don't think he has any chance. That's not an indictment on him, but I just think they want him to go down to the minor leagues and continue what he did last year when he finished the season strong in the Arizona Fall League. And they have some veteran options for that fifth spot. You know, we talked about some of the internal candidates they have coming back, like Peacock when he's healthy, and Astro Wojciechowski, one of the prospects. They also brought in Dan Straley, Roberto Hernandez. So they have a lot of options for that fifth spot. There's no reason to rush Appel, but I certainly believe that if he goes down to AAA or AA, wherever he starts and pitches well, but he's got a real good chance, I think, of reaching the major leagues this year.
Yeah, and I guess there's a business aspect to this, too, is that if he spends 2 weeks, they get another 2 weeks in the minor leagues, they get another year of control of him. And looking at Carlos Correa this week, I mean, it seems like the guy is getting bigger and bigger. When Astros fans watch him come in late in games, like, what are the things that they're going to be most impressed by when they see this young guy play?
Well, I think, first of all, just his presence and his size and his poise. I mean, when he's on the field, he just sticks out just standing at shortstop, and he just looks different than everybody else, and it's hard to believe he's 20 years old, and he was just in high school a couple years ago. And then when you watch him play, he's very, very fluid, very free, easy, carries himself like a 10-year vet. Across the board, he's just very impressive. And so hopefully we get to see him this spring play a lot of games, a lot of innings, because it'd be fun to see him play five, six innings in a few games and just get a couple of bats here and there like he had. But just watching him take ground balls, you just there's something different about this kid, and the ball jumps off his bat. Of all the prospects I've seen come through here in the Astros organization in the last 12, 13 years, he's definitely in a class by himself. So I'm looking forward to watching him play. And I think next year when he's in spring camp, he's competing for one of the jobs on opening day.
Is it striking to you the difference in tone in the camp with A.J. Hinch and with veteran guys coming in like Evan Gattis and Jed Lowry and a couple of relievers who've been around the block a time or two? Does the camp feel different to you?
Yeah, it feels a lot different. It feels, there's an expectation, I think, because of the veterans to win. I think it feels like a more professional camp. I was talking today with Dan Johnson, the veteran first baseman, and he says it's the most efficient camp he's ever been in. There's no standing around. Everyone has a purpose. Every move has a purpose. But at the end of the day, they're on the field for 2 hours to get their work in. And it's something the players really appreciate. It's not just Dan Johnson. I mean, every player, I think, almost has mentioned something about just how professional and how efficient and how well-run the camp is. And if that's any indication, how A.J. Hinch runs a game or can run a whole season, I think the Astros might have found themselves a good manager.
Yeah, it's pretty cool the way that A.J. Hinch has reached out to Lance Bergman, Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, maybe Billy Wagner as well, about embracing the past, bringing the special players in the history of the franchise back. What's the impact you think that makes in the bigger picture?
I think it makes a big impact, especially when you have a guy like Berkman. I mean, if you could have seen him down here on the field, actually fielding grounders, talking to the pitchers. Lance Berkman was talking to the pitchers about what he liked at first base when they were fielding a ball and over on the right side of the infield, what he liked the pitcher to do. He had a long conversation with Luke Gregerson about how he loved sinkers down and away when he was hitting left-handed, and Gregerson's a sinker pitcher. And that did wonders for Gregerson to hear that about how a left-hander likes to be pitched, and it gives him some things to do. But, yeah, having Nolan Ryan down here today, he's on the mound working with guys. And the Astros have so much history and so many great players that come through here that if they can come back and pass on their knowledge, I think it's great. And Reed Ryan has been terrific about trying to bring in all the legacy players. And you mentioned Wagner. It'd be great to see him down here. Oswalt was in camp last year. Bagwell's coming back to camp in a few days. Biggio, of course, comes down every year. So it's just terrific to see all these great players passing through here.
Is there going to be, is the only opening day lineup drama, is that involved John Singleton, left field, first base, that whole deal? Is everything else set?
Yeah, I think that he's kind of the key cog. I mean, that's going to go a long way in what the outfield will look like. I mean, I think we're going to see Valbuena start at third. The rest of the infield, middle infield is set, catching set. So the outfield is, yeah, you're right, it's going to have a lot to do with Singleton. If he doesn't make the club, now you have Evan Gatter, Sir Carter, you can play first, and you can put Marisnik and Springer and Rasmus in the outfield. But if Singleton has a good spring, which the Astros expect and they want, and he starts at first, now you have four guys in those three outfielders and Gattis that you're going to have to find somewhere to put them. So, I mean, it's a good problem to have if that's the case, but they really have to protect themselves that if Singleton didn't make the club, that they weren't exposed at first base and didn't have anybody to put in there. So who knows what can happen in 4 weeks if Singleton's having a great spring. It looks like he's going to make the club. Maybe they can make a trade, but they definitely have options, and that's something they didn't have last year.
Yeah, it's like we're seeing the whole franchise, the whole organization grow up right in front of our eyes. Anyway, enjoy the first few days of games here, and we'll talk to you next week, Brian. Thanks.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.